He produced some of his best work during the 70s when he was in effect banished from the Czech literary establishment, such as Postřežení obzvlášť velkém anglického krále and Příliš hlučná samota. Well, it seems from that that the persona of an outsider and an non-establishment figure suited him. But then he said himself that he wasn't a dissident, neither internally nor externally, I think was the phrase he used. So do you think there's a kind of paradox then, maybe that the persona of the dissident was pushed onto him and he was rebel without really wanting to be one?
Maybe that isn't really all that important to his work. I mean, maybe the fact that those particular books came about at that time doesn't necessarily have to have a lot to do with the fact that he was not allowed to publish, although in some cases it has to have something to do with it. But isn't that his persona as a writer from the beginning, that somehow or other he's a man of the people? But at the same time, there's quite an intellectual streak in all of this once you start reading it a little bit different. He obviously did find himself subjected to annoying intrusions from the authorities, and you can read about that in the letters to Dubenka. Those were written in the latter years of his life, and they do have some material in them about how he was annoyed by secret policemen, that kind of thing. And obviously that feeling of being under that kind of surveillance and being restricted that way does make a difference to a person's character, and must have made a difference to what he wrote about and how he wrote it, of course. And in the way the whole oeuvre belongs to that time, doesn't it, in which the writer was in this particular situation.
I think Milan Kundera said that after he died that people would look back on the communist period, I think it was said somewhat ironically, and would say it was a glorious time because it was when Hrabal wrote Obsluhoval sem anglického krále.
Yes, that's the kind of disharmony there can be between history and literature. Marvellous literature doesn't have to arise in marvellous times.